break with yours truly, Casey Lehman. Oh my Lord, this podcast session. We have an illustrious round table of Negroes tonight. Tonight's guests are...
That's colored to you.
Tonight's guests are Chris Lehman, Toria Williams, Malcolm Darrell, Jamila Farwell, who is ready to go, and John Wood. And tonight's topic is Chick-fil-A. 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 Is Chick-fil-A winning with their announcement of how they are anti-homosexuality? Or was that an L for Chick-fil-A? Nah,
is it anti-homosexuality?
Or anti-gay marriage.
Anti-gay
excuse
marriage.
Me.
Right, right.
Are they winning with that announcement? Did that work in their favor?
The answer...
Or did it work against them? What is the... Break it down for us.
Hey, this is John Wood here. Yeah, the short answer to that question is yes. And I can... Prove just for myself. And look, and I've talked a lot about the gay marriage issue. I don't really care to talk about that in and of itself so much tonight. But I'll just say that the number one thing I've been thinking throughout this whole controversy, every time somebody brings up Chick-fil-A and people going there to support Chick-fil-A and people going there to protest Chick-fil-A, is, damn, I want some Chick-fil-A. And it's not to make a political statement. It's just because I'm reminded of the fact that Chick-fil-A is pretty delicious, actually.
It is.
So I've been trying to get to Chick-fil-A forever because they keep talking about Chick-fil-A.
John is on tonight.
There's one on near USC and there's one on Sunset and Highland.
So, Chick-fil-A is... Look, there's an old saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity, and that's definitely the case in this case. They're making money.
And that's how they're winning, truth be told.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have to agree that they are winning. But my biggest issue is I don't want to know how you feel politically as a corporation, whether you're Target or Chick-fil-A or whatever the fuck. And I think that plays a bigger, it's a bigger problem for me because it's only going to become more pervasive.
Even if they agree with your position?
Yes. Even if they agree with my position, because you're a corporation. If you're Costco or Target, I just want to come there and get my detergent. You know what? Just like you said, going to Chick-fil-A is now a political statement. I'm not trying to make a political statement when I go and
you want some good crispy chicken.
You know? Yeah. So that honestly is what annoys the fuck out of me. And I feel like as corporations, Chick-fil-A might be winning now, but if corporations continue to weigh in on these political issues and debates, at some point they're going to lose. Because I don't know. Yeah, it's going to work against you at some point. We don't want to hear about it. We don't want to know about it. And eventually it will inform my decisions about where I should and should not shop.
Well, ask
right.
Shell.
But
because...
I agree with Jamila because Malcolm and I were having this conversation earlier. We had this conversation earlier about how, because I was saying to him, I want to research this whole accusation of them putting money into some organization that is, you know,
right,
like a hate group against homosexuals. And we were saying, you know, if we were to do research on any of the corporations with whom we spend dollars with and found out that they were funneling money through the Klan, that would automatically veto us shopping there or spending our money there. So you're right. It makes you now you want to dig into these people's business and see, okay, where exactly is my money going? And somebody will lose on it.
But I think what's interesting about this whole conversation, and honestly, I don't even know if I want to get into the political debate side of it. But I just find it interesting that, first of all, to Jamila's point, it's a free market. They're a private corporation. They don't owe anything. They're not a nonprofit. They do not owe a service to anybody, so he can say whatever he wants to. Yeah. If he chooses to draw the line in the sand, then that's his prerogative as a business owner. I also want to say that I think if we start digging in, a lot of these corporations will find a lot of blood money. I mean, as descendants of American slaves, I can only imagine the companies that have a hand in slavery. And if we were to really find out that information, will we really want to boycott all of those? And I'd like to give an example of a company that is still winning after their controversial support. Shell Oil was a huge supporter of apartheid.
As was Coca-Cola.
Exactly. So Shell is not suffering, and Coca-Cola is still probably the number one distributor of soda around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was thinking, too, there's nothing new for Chick-fil-A. I mean, they brand themselves as a Christian business.
Right.
So, I mean, that's nothing new, you know. I think, and I might be mistaken, but I think In-N-Out also on their cups have like a biblical verse.
They have scriptures on John
3:16 is on the bottom of their cups. Although nobody from In and Out has ever come out publicly against gay
people. They also have a revelation scripture. I mean, they have several scriptures on their like their and fries and all that stuff.
Right.
And I don't know if they were coming out. I don't even know why he was even talking about this. I don't understand where the why.
He was being interviewed.
And he said, you know, I saw the clip and it was just basically like traditional marriage. You know, we've been married for everyone in our company. But on the other end, I learned something new about Chick-fil-A. They also have an opportunity for people to go into business with them. And so you come up with a portion, and then my numbers may not be exact, but you come up with a fraction to get into it, and then they front the bigger costs. And for the first year of your operations, everything you earn has to go to them first. Till you break even, and then after that,
that's how their franchising is set up.
That's how their franchising is set up. If you go to the one at SC, it's a young colored girl that owns that one, and I see her in there working.
Is she colored or Negro?
that's exactly right.
She's colored.
We going back to color? Should we take a vote on this? We can't just be switching up names and labels. We gotta go.
I just like the way colored girl sound, like colored girl, because that's what I see as a little colored girl.
It's cute when Tori says it.
Well, see, colored girl.
Just wait till Honky says it. Then we're gonna be in the streets rioting. She called you Honky, colored.
Well, when I did look into where they were funneling their money, it seems like they basically were backing an organization that had like a pro-marriage sort of like a traditional marriage, not a camp, but what do you call it? Like a retreat. A organization that does like a traditional marriage couples retreat.
Okay.
Because people they're in support of traditional marriage. That's what I found out. I didn't see where that company
nothing,
had anything
that does sound like a hate group.
It does not
but
sound
I, but
like
I think a lot of people feel that if you stand, I think the issue is if you don't support gay marriage, then you must be anti-gay. And I think there are a lot of people who feel, who truly, honestly, because it's been interesting just talking to people about the debate, and I know people on both sides. And it's been interesting that the people who are in support of traditional, they just feel like the way that it's been defined has been between a man and a woman. So it's not saying that I don't think you can get married, but I'm saying to...
I
think that marriage as it is defined, and I know you didn't want to get into this, John Wood, but it's interesting this idea of like, well, if you say you don't support gay marriage, does that make you anti-gay?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Malcolm has actually been is really very insightful and very correct on that, because there are a lot of people who are in favor of gay marriage, which, by the way, I totally respect, who don't, to them, they just cannot conceive that you can be, you know, that you yourself could not be in favor of gay marriage as a policy sort of thing without yourself hating gay people. To them, it's sort of like, if you're not in favor of gay marriage, then you are anti-homosexual, you know?
And is that true?
That is absolutely not true. You know, but look, there's nothing wrong with this guy speaking his mind.
Nothing at all.
There's nothing wrong with somebody not wanting to go to Chick-fil-A because he did that, you know?
Right.
I mean, look, this is free speech, you know? This is the First Amendment. You have a right to speak your opinion. Now, if he's discriminating against gay people in employment,
there's the problem.
That's a different thing. And I've heard some people suggest that he's done that, but I haven't seen it where anybody's actually proven it. If they can prove that he is really actively discriminating against people in the business place, then it becomes a different thing.
Well, wasn't that part of it, though? Part of the whole hiring practices, they want people who basically feed into what their overall philosophy is.
Well, yeah.
If that's the case, would you really want to work there? Like, I'm not trying to work someplace that doesn't want people of color necessarily working there.
But if you go to the one, I don't know if that's.
And I won't support it.
Because what I get every time I go. Is what I get from just being in there, that they are really high on customer service, talking.
They are.
I've always had an excellent experience. How are you? How's your day? So to me, that kind of goes with the whole, we're promoting Christianity, we're promoting this, we're going to treat everybody right when they walk in here. We're going to, that's the vibe that I get in
there. You get that in and out too. You know, very similar corporate culture.
But that doesn't necessarily speak to the hiring practices, because that just means they are well trained in regards to customer service, but that doesn't say whether or not if somebody was a gay applicant and they came in
What are they saying, that they don't hire?
That was what he was alluding to, that part of the practices, some people
have suggested that they might be discriminatory in their hiring practices, and I think they've denied that. But you have some people who are looking pretty close at it now that he's opened his mouth and said
that. Good.
So if you can prove that they are discriminating against gay people in the workplace, then it becomes a totally different situation.
Issue. Exactly.
But until and unless you can demonstrate that beyond a reasonable doubt, then this is a non-issue to me. And people like Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, and Mayor of Boston came out saying, we're going to try and prevent Chick-fil-A from opening up restaurants in our city. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
Absolutely ridiculous.
But what I do want to just throw this out there, just because it's, you know, black is. What if there was a racial or there was a gender thing put on this as opposed to, and it wasn't a gay
issue?
Like,
for instance.
What would be our thoughts? Because it's, so, I feel like, Tom, that's, like, I feel like that's, I feel like, yeah. Or, I mean, I feel like that's the argument that you would get from the LGBT community, is that would you stop eating Chick-fil-A if the owner came out and was basically like, you know what, haven't worked well with black people, and I don't really believe in letting them.
Right. No. Look, I can answer that question directly. If the guy from Chick-fil-A had said, instead of "I don't believe in gay marriage," if he had said, "I don't believe in racial integration. I believe we should go back to the era of segregation. I hire black people because by law I have to, but I really wish I didn't." Look, I would still say he has a right to his business, but you would never see me at Chick-fil-A, you know. And in fact, you know, I would be perfectly happy to protest the establishment, not on the basis of trying to get it shut down by the government, just on the basis of making people aware of the fact that, you know, you're supporting an organization that has a stance that, to me, is very immoral. So, look, I'm not criticizing
people
who are...
And that's what LGBT people are saying.
No, I'm not criticizing them for... I'm not criticizing them for protesting Chick-fil-A at all. I think they have just as much right to protest it as the guy has the right to express his own opinion. It's just people who want to use the government to shut him down. See, it's one thing to convince people not to go there. That's the free market. That's you deciding where you want to spend your dollars. That we have a right to do that and to talk to people about how we use our money. But it's another thing to just say, okay, their point of view should be illegal. Let's shut them down. You know? You get the difference.
And I know gay people that didn't have a problem with his statement.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know gay people who don't have a problem with
what
he said.
Because they got people in their own families who feel the same way.
Right.
People they probably love and are close to.
Yeah, if my grandmother was living, she'd be like, absolutely not. But she would sit down and feed anybody at her table. You could be gay and sit there and eat, and she'd take really good care of you. But she would say, you and them don't need to be married. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to boycott my grandmother. Like, we ain't going to her house. This is what she said.
What did
no
you guys
more grandma.
Think?
No more grandma.
What did you guys
Free
think?
Bobby Taylor. Free Bobby Taylor.
What did you guys think about the LGBTQ? I know, like, the acronym is now 10 letters long. But the LG, it's like LGBTQ. Queer and question.
And like a question mark in that?
But now it's like transgender, transitioning. It's like 10 different letters. Anyway.
If you're not heterosexual, that it's in there.
Right. It's a large umbrella. What do you guys think about their response? The kissing. National Chick-fil-A Day.
I thought it was funny.
Wait, what is this?
No, they had a kiss. They had a kissing.
Where gay couples were going
to Chick-fil-A and just making out. Just like,
in
you know, just rub our
gayness
all up in y'all's
anti-gay
space.
Marriage stand.
All up in y'all, yo, Christian space.
You gotta love America. We just going. Exactly. We just going to come out.
Exactly.
And...
Just, you know. God bless it.
People just love going in on it. This stuff. Yeah, I agree with all y'all. I wasn't shocked at all. I was like, this is a restaurant. This is the only fast food joint I know of that's not open on a Sunday.
Yeah. Right. It's very clear where they stand.
Right. So it's like, I don't believe in getting... Oh, okay. Why? Oh, really? Why am I... Of course you don't. Duh. We know that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. Because, I mean, I haven't gone. I'm like... Am I go? Am I gonna make a statement? I haven't gone since then because I'm like, fuck, can I not go?
You're just going, just like, I'm just here to eat. I'm just, please. It was the only place on the way to my job. Just want a chicken sandwich.
Truth be told, none of us need to be eating that fried, artery clogging food.
What if
period.
I want that sweet tea though?
Ooh. You know how to go get some Lipton and some raw sugar and make it in your kitchen.
Hey, I'm mad they got rid of their cheesecakes. Their cheesecakes were banging.
They are. But back to Malcolm's point, because this is something that I think will end up coming up. Oftentimes, I feel like, and I know my parents and I get into this debate, the fact that the LGBTQ and so on community often tries to liken whatever they're dealing with to racial inequality. It's an issue of civil rights. And the two are just not the same. I recognize where the discrimination practice has a similarity, but I think part of the problem is you have half of the population that believes that homosexuality is a natural, innate thing, and you have another half of the population that believes it's a choice, as where with race is without a question, not a choice. So I wonder if that point Malcolm made will come on the table.
People will bring it up. I mean, my point of view is just how you see on applications when you apply for a job. I think all those discriminations are different on it. They all have their own difference. Like, I don't equate, you know, racial discrimination with gender discrimination.
But they're all discrimination. Right.
But they're all discriminations, but they're not equally the same.
I agree, but they are all civil rights issues to me. Like, I don't know if I suffer more in the workplace because I'm a woman or because I'm black. But I do know that those are both, you know, two realities that I have to deal with. And I think that if you, I do think that, homosexuality or bisexuality, whatever, certainly is a civil rights issue. I think it's a modern day civil rights issue. It's not the exact same thing as being black, absolutely not, or Hispanic or Asian. I mean, you know, all of these cultures.
It's just a definition of it.
Yeah.
Well. That was short and sweet. Anybody else have anything to say?
I will say that if was our homegirl, what's our homegirl? Obviously, because they're closed. What's our homegirl who's been on the podcast before? If she was here, April.
Who?
Ivy.
Ivy.
Oh, Ivy. Well, we have several members of the podcast team that are gay.
I think there would be some. It's very interesting because, I mean, obviously this room is full of. I'm assuming everybody in here is self-identifying heterosexual.
Don't assume.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to assume for this side of the table, given that we've got married Mary, and I know she ain't lying, that. there would be some differences.
Give me that pee.
Don't drop that dunk the dunk. Don't drop that dunk the dunk. Hey, listeners, we out here trying to function. I'm sorry. I was about
listeners,
to go
into forgive us. We might revisit this topic when we do have other members of our panel that are identified queer to speak on their experience. Queer is an umbrella term that can be used to talk about all.
I remember it kind of being like a because I was like, did she call everybody queer?
It's like us appropriating.
That's like
nigger.
Like his.
Right. Did you just say that on? What?
Isn't that like Hispanic when we were like in high school? It's like, don't be mixing me up. I'm not Hispanic. I'm Mexican. Like,
most of them will tell you there is no such thing as Hispanic.
Another podcast.
We'll get the queers and the coloreds together, and we'll have the whole thing all over again. Okay.
That's everybody. So. Check back in with us, people. You know we love y'all.
You know what's a really good topic?
What's going on, y'all? This is Chris, and you're listening to another Black Is Bright.